You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. This week, Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco mulls over the enduring delight of newspapers, specifically the bedsheet-sized broadsheet format that he's positive will survive despite the down mood in some areas of the print industry.
There was a time, not long ago, that the large broadsheet newspaper, the sort that is a hazard in a packed train, was considered a relic that would soon go out of fashion. Even serious papers had decided to downsize to the Berliner size or even smaller tabloid format. In the modern world, went the thinking, there was no time or space for such behemoths. However, for fans of big newspapers like me, there's some good news. Not only are they still around in 2017, but broadsheets are flourishing. Let's start with the impressive German weekly Die Zeit. It's an adherent of the Nordic format, the largest broadsheet of them all, and a personal favorite of mine. Against all expectations, the paper has been enjoying a rise in sales in the last decade by rethinking rather than rejecting the format, bringing in the brilliant print designer Mirko Borsche to redesign both the paper and its resurrected magazine supplement, Zeit Magazine. In the United Kingdom, two of my favorite papers stand out on the newsstand for maintaining their traditional tent-like size, The Telegraph and The Financial Times. The FT makes particularly excellent use of the breadth of its pages. Those in the paper itself are an adorable salmon pink. And the Celine dresses and Louis Vuitton bags in How to Spend It look so much more desirable in the supplement's vast pages. There are other anatomical features that are uniquely appealing to advertisers. No one's going to notice the back of your electronic device across a packed airport lounge, but the back of your favorite broadsheet functions as a miniature billboard, advertising space for which major brands are still willing to pay a good price. That's one reason why broadsheets have been able to stick around. Another is that there's something luxurious about the reading experience. Their sheer size signals that long-format features and in-depth international news analysis take precedent over superficial digestibility. And to those who would complain about the impracticability of the flapping pages, I recommend reserving a good hour of your day to sit down at your desk or sofa and really enjoy them. Not that they should be banished from commutes. I'm charmed by a fellow traveler wrestling with their Sunday edition of the New York Times on a carriage otherwise packed with people hunched over their grey electronic devices or reading a tiny free paper. There's also the question of veracity. In a world of fake news overwhelmingly disseminated online, people trust newspapers more than ever and are willing to pay for a legacy title from a trusted brand. It should come as no surprise, then, that Donald Trump's election has precipitated a healthy spike in sales for the New York Times and the FT. Alec Russell, editor of the FT Weekend, revealed on the first Monocle Media Summit held in London that, in fact, readership for his paper went up last year. He said people are still happy to pay for the print product. Even though some broadsheets have changed format in recent years, few are switching to tabloid now, and big pages still dominate the newsagents around the world. Just look at your local kiosk's newsstand for proof. The strength of papers such as Die Zeit and the FT Weekend make me happy and confident that papers are not getting smaller anytime soon, or the horror, going online.
Our very special thanks to Fernando Augusto Pacheco there. You've been listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast at any time. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye.